6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engines running. Commit. Liftoff.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to SWAT Radio. I'm Brad Sykes. Normally here with my good buddy, Doug McCary, the anchor of the show. Doug, I think, is commuting somewhere maybe between Mississippi and Missouri. I know it's MIS something. But, Doug, if you're out there listening, hey, call us today. We'd love to hear from you. You've been missing for a week. And that's more my role. You know, I'm usually the one who's gone the most. But actually, anyway, I've been out actually all week, and I chose to come in here on Friday. By the way, it's about 110 degrees outside here in Jacksonville, but there's no rain, which is rather nice, isn't it, Steve? Well, anyway, I want to give just a shout-out to our good friend Tim Lusk, who pastor over at Eastside Community Church, who took the realm, took the wheel this week, had the ladies from First Coast Women's Services in on Tuesday. He had Chris Hazelip in on Wednesday. By the way, we've had Chris here on this program before. Chris is a good friend of ours. He's written a book called Living Jesus's Way. By the way, you can get that at Amazon. And if you want to go back and listen to those programs, you can go back to the SWAT app. You can, if you haven't downloaded the app, great app, definitely worth downloading. And go back and listen to those interviews. And then yesterday, I know Tim had one of our good friends, Ray Strickland, in. Ray is the founder or co-founder, actually, of Co-Passion International. In fact, he and his wife, Melissa, co-founded that, and that is a ministry on the campus at UNF helping college students integrate into the workplace with the gospel. And so we thought it'd be a great transition today because we're going to take a little break from SWAT, although we'll be playing some best ofs over the next couple of weeks while Doug is away and I'm away. I figured we'd close out our first day of June, actually start June with a really special program, at least for me, and I've decided to bring my two sons into the studio. Jake has been in the studio with me on and off a couple of times. Ben, my oldest son, is in for the first time, so they're getting their first swing at some live radio. This ought to be fun. And Steve, you've already kind of seen these guys can cut up pretty quickly, so hopefully we'll stay. We won't go down any rabbit trails because these guys are hysterically funny. You know, the reason we wanted to do this, reason I wanted to do this, was really a lot of kids are out of school. They're just getting out either this past week. A lot of graduations going on, and obviously SWAT Radio stands for Spiritual Warriors Advancing Truth. With a lot of students just graduating from high school, going off to college next year, I thought it might be a neat time to have a couple of younger guys who've. In fact, Jake is finishing his last semester at Belmont University up in Nashville. Ben went to Dallas Baptist University, obviously in Dallas. And I thought it'd be good to have them in just to have some man-on-man conversation. We don't really have a major agenda other than to really just talk about what a graduating high school student should be expecting when they go off to college next year. And really, for some of our listeners, if you're a dad like me, or you're a mom out there, and you're a little bit fearful as to what your kids might experience when they go off to college next year, this might be a good broadcast to listen to. And so I want to just real quick introduce my two sons, Jake, my youngest, and Ben, my oldest. So glad to have you guys in.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Should be fun. So, you know, the scary thing about having your kids join you on the radio, in fact, is I can't tell any lies in here. I got to be completely honest because they're going to be honest. And I've already told them going into this, I want them to speak straight from the heart. Doug and I talk all the time here. We're in process just like everybody else. We are constantly challenged by the things that this world offers us. And, you know, we talk about the need for being in the Word, being in community, being in church. knowing that we are all in process. It's not about perfection. It's about direction. And so, you know, we're gonna kind of hit on a couple of topics, I'm sure, today. Why don't I just begin, Ben, with you? Why don't you just introduce yourself, talk about, you know, just, I don't know, whatever. I know you really well, obviously, but maybe our listeners would like to know a little bit more about you.
Yeah, so I went to Dallas Baptist, which is in Dallas, obviously, and moved back to Jacksonville just a couple of years ago. And since then, I've gotten married and just...
Oh, I forgot to mention that. Yeah, Ben is married, too.
Yeah.
And by the way, he way out-married his punt coverage. Rachel is, you know, I remember the first time, Steve, I remember the first time I met Rachel. I think I pulled Ben aside and I said, don't mess that up. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, that's actually a true story. I didn't date much or anything growing up, and then when I met Rachel, I'm pretty sure I went home and told my mom and my dad, think this is the girl, and they both looked at me kind of funny. But yeah, since then, just been living back in Jacksonville, work real estate as well, and have been married, just kind of sitting into life.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I remember when Ben went off. So first of all, just for our listeners, so we have, my wife and I, Vic and I, have five children. I have an older daughter who's got two kids with her husband, Quinn. She went to Bowles here in Jacksonville, and then the rest of the four kids have all been homeschooled, and we still have one left at home who goes off to college in a year and a half. So I thought, you know, having you two guys in here to talk about college. Jake, how about you?
Yeah, my name is Jake. I've been on before with my dad, so it's good to be back in here. So I am the third of five kids. I'm in the family. I'm the blonde hair, blue eyes kid in a group of, you know, dark haired Italian kids. So,
or no hair, like
exactly,
their dad.
Right. So I go to Belmont University. I'm a senior there. It's a small liberal arts college in Nashville, Tennessee. And I study political science and public law there, which has been really cool, really interesting. It's a unique school. It's a Christian college, but it doesn't necessarily look like a lot of Christian colleges. Secularized a lot over the last few years, and because it's in Nashville, it's kind of immersed in that artistic culture. So there's a lot of, I'll just say the mission field is pretty broad there. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of non-Christians who go to this university because of its reputation as a music school. So it gives there are a lot of witnessing opportunities, but also there's a small contingent of really strong believers there that have been great encouragement to me
good.
As well.
So, good. Well, you know, part of what I wanted to do today for if you're listening in, and by the way, we'd love to have you call in. If you've got a question, I still remember, and this was over 10 years ago, taking my first child off to college. In my mind, you know, my kids were all raised in the church. All of them were there right with us on Sunday mornings. All of them were involved in the youth ministries at church. All of them have been involved in parachurch ministries, whether it was K-Life, Young Life, FCA, whatever it might be. And so I remember taking my first child off to college at the University of Florida, in my mind thinking she's totally prepared. I mean, she is strong. She's a strong Christian girl. She knows who she is. And I really didn't have a lot of concerns. However, those I began to get really concerned very quickly. And I've confessed this many times here live on the air, and Doug and I both have, of, you know, mistakes we've made in raising children. And it's very easy to think because our children are in church, they're in Young Life, K-Life, FCA, whatever ministries are out there, and they're involved in the youth, that, man, they're in good shape. And I had a rude awakening when I realized that probably wasn't the case. And, you know, I don't know, we're all good performers up to some point. We can look really good on the outside, but we can have a lot of idols within our hearts. And you know, it really woke me up when I sent my first one off to college, and it really changed my thinking and gave me a heart, a desire to begin to equip my children for leaving the house. We know that the, you know, when you think of the quiver, that the full quiver, by the way, a full quiver, I think is seven, but I had five. But what's the idea? If there are arrows in our quiver, the idea is that at some point we're going to launch those arrows out into the world. And I think if you go back and listen to the broadcast yesterday with Ray Strickland, that's what Co-Passion is about. It's about preparing those college students for when they graduate and what's going to happen. But there's a whole nother battlefield out there. And as we think about SWAT radio, Spiritual Warriors Advancing Truth, we have to recognize the battlefields we're going into. I'm in the real estate business. I'm out in the workforce every day. I know that's a battlefield. I know there's a lot of temptations out there. There's a lot of opportunities. And, you know, the best thing I can do in preparation for going into that battlefield is to be in God's Word, be in prayer, be in community, be in the Word, be in church. And I think it's absolutely critical as we're sending our children off into a battlefield, which we call college, that they are prepared. And so I want to just, we'll come back from the break in a minute, but I want to be thinking about what does it look like when we go off to college? And that was a long time ago for me, but I know for me personally, I came to Christ as an 18-year-old. Literally a year and a half later, I went off to college. Was nowhere near prepared for college. And we're not having this broadcast to freak anybody out or spook anybody. But I think the reality is, you know, if you've got a high school senior who's just graduated and they're going off to college next year, make the most of this summer. You know, take some time. And that's what I really want Ben and Jake to share when we come back from the break is what are some things that as you guys grew up and even in the, you know, summer before going off to college were most beneficial for you? What were the things when you got to college that you were not ready for? What were you ready for and why were you ready for those things? And so anyway, I just want to kind of throw that out there. We're going to just kind of play it by ear today. We'll kind of go wherever it goes. Like I said, if you want to call in, our number is 904-401-1413. If you want to call in toll-free, if you're outside Jacksonville, it's 1-844-777-7928. That's 1-844-777-7928. By the way, if you have any questions, you're not able to call in, you can shoot me an email at brad@swatradio.com, and I've got my computer open. I'm ready to, you know, answer any questions, or at least maybe if you have a question for Ben and Jake, we can toss it over to them. Anyway, join us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at SWAT Radio Talk, and we'll catch you after the break.
This program has the potential to reach millions of men each week. If you'd like to learn how you can support this unique program that is helping men understand the truth about Jesus through God's Word and how to impact their lives and the lives of others, then go to www.swatradio.com. Then click on the donate link to help SWAT Radio pass on the truth for the next generation. SWAT Radio is underwritten in part by IPC Technologies. IPC Technologies offers IT and communication solutions. They offer help to organizations in selecting and implementing on-premises technologies, cloud-based solutions, and carrier services. IPC offers end-to-end solutions. Their suite of services includes engineering and implementation of services, virtual CTO services, monitoring and proactive maintenance, remote and on-site support and consulting, and staff augmentation. You may reach IPC at 804-622-7233 and online at www.ipctech.com.
Two pieces.
Hey, welcome back to SWAT Radio. I think that was Alice Cooper. School's out for summer. You guys remember when school was really out for summer? I mean, how much fun was that? You know, it's so funny because where we live, we've got neighbors on either side of us who have school-age kids, and you just see as summer is starting to approach, you know, there's just so much activity. Have you guys noticed that, by the way?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely wish that work was out for summer.
Why is that not true, you know? Maybe that's something we need to, you know, throw out to Trump or something. All right. Well, listen, what a joy it is for me here at SWAT Radio today, live broadcast here. I've got my two sons. First of all, Doug is out somewhere, I think, either in Mississippi or Missouri. Doug, if I'm wrong, call me and let me know. We'd love to hear from you today. But if not, I hope you're having a great time. I know your girls were going off to camp. And anyway, so I got the privilege and the joy of doing the show today with my two sons, Ben and Jake. And we are talking specifically about college. A lot of high school students graduating from high school here in the next two or three months, heading off to college. So what do you guys think? I mean, I want you guys to just speak candidly about college. Not the academics of it. Obviously, the academics are what they're going for. At least that's what most people went for. But so what do you guys think? We've got listeners out there. You got parents who are sending kids off to college.
Right.
What are some of the things that maybe you were prepared for? What weren't you prepared for? And what are things that, you know, you would be helpful to know?
I think one of the things that I wasn't prepared for was, I guess, the way that you start to see people change in college. And so, like, people that you would come into orientation with, who you thought were really strong believers, you would quickly see them fall away. We were talking about this even yesterday, is just when you go away to college and you start the consequence of a parent or of a household becomes less obvious, and the way that people's personality and who they really are, what they really want from life, starts coming out.
So you're saying, given the freedom, now I'm not under the roof of my parents.
Right. Yeah.
Little freedom, yeah, allows you to kind of do things maybe you wouldn't have done at,
yeah,
home.
And so you would come into orientation or something like that, and you would think, oh, this person seems like a really solid believer. But, you know, 2-3 weeks into school, you would hear, you know, you'd hear stories, or you'd see things. That was something that I wasn't necessarily prepared for. Something that I felt like I was more prepared for was I felt like I was fortunate coming into college, strong in my faith, but understanding the reasons why I believed what I believed. I think that's really, for me, is one of the most crucial aspects of coming into college, is not just to know what you believe. That's really easy. It's really easy to know what you believe. It's a lot harder to understand why you believe them. Because, you know, in an academic community, you are going to be confronted with ideas that sound very compelling and very attractive.
Even in a Christian school,
yeah,
you're saying.
Even in a Christian school, you're going to be confronted with ideas and you're going to think, well, that sounds good and that makes sense. And meanwhile, it's, you know, completely antithetical to anything in the gospel. And so I think that's one of the things that I would suggest, something that I felt more prepared for, but even so, probably not as prepared as I would like to be. And so you're in that constant state of learning and just preparing yourself to give a response, like, you know, like Paul says, I can't remember the exact reference, but you're in this constant state of learning and preparing yourself for that confrontation.
Be prepared in season, out,
right,
of season.
Right, right, right.
To give an account. How about you, Ben?
Yeah, so my college experience was a little bit different in that I went to a, you know, sold out Christian school. And you know, it's interesting that you experience a lot of the same things, and I think it's something that we talked about even yesterday in preparing to see what this conversation looked like. And I think there's a lot of discussion about identity and who you are when you leave for school. And as Jake kind of alluded to, you think you know what that is until you're put in a situation where there really are no boundaries. You kind of have this opportunity to become whoever you want to be, and that has its benefits. It also has its downfalls, in that when you don't have anybody else surrounding you and you don't have a clear direction of who you want to become, it's very easy to get lost along that path. And like I said, mine was a little bit different, where I went to a Christian school, and so there was a lot of great support around us, but still making a conscious effort in who you're becoming. As I was just doing some preparing, some reading, I was reading through an article that Piper wrote, and he was talking about the misconception between having an experience and experimenting. And I think a lot of kids go off to school with this idea that it's a time to experiment. And I think that that's just a really dangerous route to go. Not that you shouldn't experience things, but it's knowing who you are and who you want to become is going to be just a crucial part of your early years in college.
You know, as you talked about experience, interesting. So y'all's younger sister, Hannah, one of the things is we started. So Hannah's the baby of five. I've got Ben and Jake in the studio with me. Ben is, Ben, you're 27, is that right?
26.
Or 26. Jake, you're 23. Am I right? Look at that. It's pretty good. Anyway, Hannah's 17, and I was talking to Hannah. Hannah and I went to go tour some schools not too long ago, about a couple weeks ago, out in Texas, just her and I. We had a great time. And one of the things, I said, well, what are you looking for in a college? And one of the things she said is, I just want a college experience. I thought, wait a minute, I don't want you to have a college experience, because that could be a bad thing, you know. And we talk about this a lot, Doug and I do here at, you know, on the daily broadcast, is even for us as businessmen or even in the ministry, we can tend to find our identity in things that aren't rooted in the gospel. And so, I mean, yeah, Jake, you're at a school in Nashville, which is, you know, technically, I guess it would be considered a Christian school. It used to be a Baptist college, Belmont. Yet because of its musical influence in a city that's highly musical, and it's a, you know, technically a musical school, you get a lot of people that come there who've never even, they don't know who Jesus is. They know nothing about the gospel. So there's opportunities there, both good and bad. And for Ben, in your case, going to Dallas Baptist University, strong foundation for, you know, the gospel. That was of high priority. And so both of you kind of talked about this idea of before you go, you know who you are, you know. And I think that's a struggle for all of us all the time, is identifying, making sure that our identity is not being established somewhere outside of who we are in Christ.
Right. Well, and I totally agree with that point. I was even thinking about this while you were talking about what are some of the ways that you can key in and understand, not even just who you are, but what gets in the way of living for Christ. I think part of it, and this is even something that I've had to confront in my own life over the last few years, is to understand what motivates you, like what you are, why you are acting.
Why am I doing this?
What am I doing this for? I think each of us in our family is very achievement oriented, and you start thinking, why am I doing that? You know, like, and I think in large part, you start realizing the selfishness of your heart, your desire to want praise. I think it helps in addressing, you know, whether you're in college and you need to go, you want to go out and get a drink with friends or something like that, or any sort of situation like that, is to ask, why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. What is motivating me to do this? Am I doing this because I want to be cool?
Or why am I not doing this?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know? And as a practice for us, and this I think transcends even just college, is to understand what motivates you and why you're doing what you're doing. Because if it doesn't fall in line with Christ and making him known and glorifying him and enjoying him, to me, that seems to be out of line with what the gospel's called us to do. So
tell me about, for you guys, when you were going off to school, once you got there, what are some of the things that maybe you weren't totally prepared for? And again, I've already told my sons here not to talk. I don't want to talk about me. You can talk about your own experience because I am fully aware that I didn't do a perfect job at it. Mom and I worked hard. We tried very hard to prepare you guys, but I know there were things that you probably weren't prepared for when you got to college. And, you know, if our listeners are listening, I mean, I think these are very important things. And I think touching on identity, why am I even going to college for the first time? You know, in fact, both of you guys really gapped a year, didn't you?
Yeah.
So you chose not to go to college immediately. Why? Why did you do that?
Yeah, I think there were a couple of different reasons. Part of it just being that I wasn't sure where I wanted to go, and mm-hmm. I didn't want to just jump into something. I guess you could even take that back to the identity conversation, in that I still felt like I had some figuring me out to do.
Before some growing up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, definitely just some growing up and getting ready for what was going to be in front of me.
For me, it was interesting. My gap year actually kind of came after my first year of college. So I went through my first year of college, and then
But you did that locally.
Right. I did it up at FSCJ, and then after my first year, I took some time away. And I think in part that was just realizing when I first came to college that I actually didn't necessarily know who I was, what I wanted to do, what my purpose was. And so school in that sense was aimless. I was mm-hmm. there. I was just in a room. I was just taking classes. And it was to know there was just no purpose behind it. So I felt like school actually the first year ended up being that wake-up call for me when I walked into a room and I realized I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I don't know why I'm here. And so that second gap, you know, that gap year, that second year really helped me to realize there were, you know, I went and worked a concrete job and realized I didn't want to be doing that. I think that was what the gap year was for me, was figuring out what I wanted, figuring out what I definitely didn't want. So.
Well, I think that's a great point. I think if you're listening out there, we're talking to Jake and Ben. We're talking to two guys. Jake is just entering his last semester of college. Ben is through. And we're talking about college and what to prepare for with kids going back to college or going off to college for the first time in a couple of months. You know, what can we do over the summer to prepare our children to go off into that battlefield? And so glad to have these guys in the studio with me live having this discussion. You want to call in, you want to chat about it, 904-401-1413. We're going to take a hard break. We'll be right back. SWAT Radio. Hey, welcome back to SWAT Radio. Brad Sykes, normally here with my battle buddy, Doug McCary. Doug is out. He is somewhere between Mississippi and Missouri. He may be in Missouri. He's going to be ministering on at a summer camp this summer. So I'm excited to hear what's going on with him. But I've got a special treat today for me, getting to hang out here in the studio with my two sons, Benjamin and Jacob. And the whole point of me bringing them into the studio with me live today was to have a discussion about college with a lot of high school students just graduating from high school, going off to college here in the next two or three months. Thought it might be a good opportunity for us to just discuss what it was like for you guys when you went off to college. And Jake, as I mentioned earlier, is a senior, actually entering his last semester at Belmont University up in Nashville. Ben went to Dallas Baptist University in Dallas, Texas, and Ben is married now, living here in Jacksonville. In fact, works with me in the real estate business. And then Jake is, I don't know, Jake, what's your plan for after college? Is that solid yet?
You know, I'm trying to work that out right now, but I'm in one of those really cool transition seasons. So if you're preparing to go into college, I'm with you in terms of moving into a different season of life. I'm trying to figure out exactly what that looks like. It's probably going to work in some form of real estate as well. My parents are in more of the broker side of things, and I'd really like to work in either the financial or the developmental side of real estate.
So maybe go off to a big city like in New York or Chicago.
Yeah,
or
next Trump right here.
Yeah. Huge. Okay. Oh, that's good. So, you know, the fun thing about having my sons in the studio with me is I just have to put a little seatbelt on them because we could probably break out into some really fun times. Anyway, it's just a treat for me. So, you know, we were talking before the break just about the importance of understanding who you are before you go off to school, understanding what am I going to school for? And again, that doesn't mean you're not necessarily saying I have to solidify exactly what I'm going to major in or what I'm going to do when I get out of college. I know I went to college with one thing in mind and graduated with something completely different. Right. That's not what you're really talking about. You're talking about who you are spiritually before you go off. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, the spiritual part of our life is the biggest part, and really at the root of it, that's who we are. And
it affects every bit of us.
Yeah,
right?
It affects every bit of us. And I think when you begin to separate that is when you start to kind of begin to have issues.
So I think, you know, one of the things I wanted to do today is if you're listening, if we have parents listening, they've got kids going off to college in the fall, September, October, August, whatever it is, is maybe there's some practical things because we – Doug and I are really big on taking the scriptures, being able to take truth, advance it, but really be practical and relevant. And hey, listen, if your child is not super deep spiritually, man, take the summer. What are some, you know, most importantly is do they know Christ? I mean, clearly do they know Christ? Not do they go to church? Are they involved in youth groups? And those kind of things, but are you seeing fruit in their life? Because I think, you know, when I think about going off to college, not only is it important to know who you are, but to begin to put some fence posts in the ground as to what I am going to be willing to do and what I'm not going to be willing to do. Did you guys, was that something that was big to y'all? I mean, when you went off to college, did you in your mind know, hey, you know, when I get confronted with this, I'm going to just put my foot down and go, I'm not doing that. I mean,
yeah. I think for me, yeah, I definitely had those fence posts. I think part of it was I felt like my parents had raised me in such a way that I didn't really desire those things. So that made it a little bit easier. But I made a very determined effort when going away to school that there were just certain places that I wasn't going to be. Not only not even specifically for the temptation that comes when you're in those situations, but also to recognize how being there affects your witness and your testimony on campus. And it's not to say that you don't spend time with the sinners or whatever, or not even that you're not one of those people. But I guess I recognized that there were just certain places I was going to be that would make it really hard to resist temptation, but also would make it a lot harder for me to try and share the gospel with people around me because they would say, well, you were here, you did this, you did that. So just trying to live my life not as a hypocritical Christian, which most kids in college, I've noticed that is the biggest criticism that they have of Christians is that they're hypocrites. So trying not to live that sort of lifestyle, I guess.
Ben, when you went off to Dallas, I mean, obviously Dallas, well, just as in Nashville, it's a long way from home.
Yeah, for sure.
What were the things that, you know, maybe you were, you know, I don't know, what were, I mean, again, it's Christian college, very strong, biblically grounded, gospel-driven, gospel-saturated, all those things that you would hope, you know, a great school like that would be. But that's not to say there aren't temptations when you get there.
Oh, yeah, not at all. And that's, you know, I'm sitting here laughing, thinking about Jake said earlier, he's the blonde hair, blue-eyed brother. And you may hear some totally different sides. And I think part of that is how different we are.
Yeah, the two of you.
Yeah, yeah. And just, I mean, obviously, as our dad, you know that. But we're pretty much the polar opposite in everything. And so when I went off to school, I think I kind of took the blinders off. I thought, oh, I'm going to a, you know, a gospel-centered school. I'm going to be surrounded by nothing but Christians. This is going to be easy.
Easy and, in the sense that I'll be able to walk my,
yeah,
my
exactly.
faith out.
This is going to be a great place to thrive, which it was. But I think I went in a little naive in thinking that there would be no temptation, there would be no struggles. This was going to be a really easy journey. It would be really easy to make friends. All these things that I thought, oh, this is just going to be like youth group on steroids, and it wasn't. And so I think those first couple of months there, I went through some figuring out who I was. And it's funny, you know, about a month ago, I actually got to sit down and have coffee with one of our ministry directors who was there while I was there, and he was just passing through Jacksonville and shot me a text, and we ended up getting together. And it was funny to hear his perspective of what he thought of me when I got there, and then his perspective, you know, when I left. Just an interesting outside perspective of someone who saw me on a regular basis
as a college student.
Yeah.
Now a married man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, when I think of, you know, we moved here over 20 years ago to Jacksonville. I've talked about this many times. Moved here, didn't really know anybody. I knew a couple of guys that I was going into business with, but they were some Jaguar players, and you know, just I knew that, hey, I'm in a new place. I don't really know anybody. What are the most important things, you know, for me as a dad moving into a new city? And naturally, for me as a Christian, the most important aspect was the spiritual part of it. You know, and kids are going off to college, whether you're going to a state school or a private school or, you know, whatever. You're going away. What is the most important thing you can do when you get to college? And, you know, for us, when we moved to a new city, it was to find a spiritual home.
Right.
You know, I think, you know, when you think of, you know, we talk about spiritual warriors advancing truth, the idea that we're going into a battlefield every day. And even in the ministry, there's battlefields out there. And, you know, Ben, as you said, you know, DBU, Dallas Baptist, you're thinking it's going to be this, you know, massive youth group kind of idea. It's still a battlefield. Because there's going to, the enemy is all in that. And, you know, I feel like the value of having a home base, and was that a big deal for you guys? I'm sure it was for you, Ben, because DBU was very strong on making sure you guys found a church.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, as a part of the scholarship that I had while I was there, I had to be, you know, involved in a church and serving and all of those things. But, but yeah, I mean, John Durham, who was at the time the pastor at First Irving, I mean, I remember the right when I got there, essentially, he was the kind of guy who would have you into his house. He, you know, had me and a couple of my buddies, and we would go over for dinner. And, you know, he made sure that we were there on Sundays, and if we weren't, he would shoot us a text or give us a call. And I never felt like it was
guilt.
Yeah, it was never pressure. It was, you know, hey, missed you this Sunday.
You knew somebody was noticing.
Yeah, there was a
level
of accountability.
You knew somebody knew you were not there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was good to have that community outside of the school, because as a Christian school, I mean, yeah, everybody for the most part was believers. And that's not true. Not everyone there was a believer, but for the most part, they were. And so I think you kind of have this huge intellectual Christian hub, and it was good to have a church community where things could just be a little bit more real.
How about you, Jake? I mean, you guys, did you find a church right when you got to town?
Yeah, I was fortunate. I'd actually had friends in Nashville before, so I'd visited Nashville. I'd seen a few good churches, and immediately when I got to school, I got plugged into a church. I think that's the first real step, is get plugged into a church. And I think the one piece of advice, I guess, I would give to a college student who is coming and they're looking for a church, don't necessarily go to the church that seems the coolest. I know that with high school kids, or not even just high school kids, but with college kids, I guess, you come into school and you're like, oh, I want to go to the cool church. I want to go to this church where all the cool people are and where the worship, you know, the worship sounds amazing. And that's great. If you feel challenged in that environment, that's great. But I would really encourage you to get plugged into a church and into a community where you feel challenged and where you are challenging other people, because that's the best way to grow.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break, but I've got Ben and Jake in the studio with me. We're talking about college, talking about kids going back to college, going into a new season of life, a new battlefield. And if you want to join us today, 904-401-1413. You can also send me an email at brad@swatradio.com. We'll be right back.
If you'd like to contact SWAT Radio, the toll-free number is 1-844-777-7928. That's 844-777-7928 or 844-777-SWAT. You can also listen to this program through the WTRJ The Truth app from the App Store or over the Internet by accessing www.swatradio.com. We'll be back shortly for further discussion and to take your calls.
We're so grateful for having people like Tom Neal Truck Company sponsoring SWAT Radio. Tom Neal Truck Company is located at 417 Edgewood Avenue South in Jacksonville, Florida. Tom Neal is a full-service franchise truck dealer for Freightliner, Western Star, Volvo, Isuzu, and Sprinter vans, offering new and used truck sales, service, parts and truck rental and leasing to the North Florida and South Georgia truck market. More information on Tom Neal Truck Company is located at www.tomneal.com. That's www.tomneal.com.
Hey, welcome back to SWAT Radio. Brad Sykes, usually here with Doug McCary. But today, Doug is out, and I've got my two sons in the studio live with me, and we are talking about college. Isn't that some good music to come in on?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, that song came out before you guys were even born, I think. So we play all these old songs, that way you don't know, you know, the kind of music your parents used to listen to. Well, you know, I want to pick up where we left off, talking about the importance of when you, you know, for a college incoming freshman going to college in a new city, a new area, a new season of life, you know, maybe you do know some people at the school you're going to, maybe you don't. You know, without question, I think the most important thing is to find a home base, find a spiritual home, that being a church. And, you know, as a dad, just if you're a parent out there listening to this, you know, both Ben and Jake talked about the importance of finding a church very quickly. Is, you know, a lot of kids never find a church when they, you know, they leave a church home from where they're from, go to college and never find a church home. And I think as parents, I feel like there's some responsibility on our part to maybe go and do a little groundwork, do a little research. You know, I don't. Did you guys watch the Golden State game last night? Did you?
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. I think Golden State won in overtime. But I always compare a lot of things to sports, especially professional sports. Whether it's, you know, our awesome Jaguars or whoever it is. By the way, I was rooting for the Rockets, hoping the Rockets might pull it out the other night. But the reality is, in sports, before Golden State plays Cleveland in the next couple of days, they're watching film. They're watching the things that they did during this last game. And I think in a spiritual sense, we have that responsibility, is to always be watching film. And I think as parents, one of the things that would be beneficial for a college student going off to college, let's say they're going to Gainesville or they're going to Tallahassee or, you know, Central Florida, go down and spend a weekend there before school ever starts. Do some groundwork before you go. Look up some churches, find out what they stand for, and then go visit those churches and introduce yourself. And again, Jake, I like what you said. I mean, I think there's a tendency is I want to go where the cool people go. I want to go where all my friends go. And that's probably not important. Would you guys agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, finding a church home, I think, is going to be the most critical part of going into a new season of life. You know, where am I going to be strengthened for the battle that I'm at? Where am I going to find encouragement? Where am I going to be equipped spiritually? And I think that takes place in the home. I mean, it takes place in the home, takes place in the church. But now that you got a college student leaving the home, that needs to become his family.
And actually, to that point, I was thinking about this, is keeping the dialogue going. You know, I think about my relationship to you or my relationship to mom. That didn't end when I went to college. You know, I think there's this mentality that it's like cut and release. It's just that they're gone. Keep the conversation going. They're going to be back every summer. Chances are they're going to be back for the holidays. You're going to see them more than you think, chances are, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, but whenever I came back, whenever I've come back in the course of college, things are right back where we started. We keep a conversation going. We text, we have a big family group text, so that helps. But we keep the conversation going such that when I'm here, we hit the ground running on a conversation, you know? And I feel like we're continually challenging each other. And that is a cool part, I think, of growing up, is now when we come back, we can have a conversation and you challenge me and I challenge you. And I don't know. I just think there's something to keeping the dialogue continuous as opposed to just cutting the conversation and then they're gone for a few months and then they're back, you know? So,
You know, we just got a question from a listener said, you know, was your faith ever challenged by your professors, Ben? You're at a college, you're at a Christian college, a truly biblically driven, biblically saturated Christian school. You ever challenged by a professor?
So that's interesting. No and yes. I'm minored in a Christian studies, and so I had to take Old Testament and New Testament, also a class called Developing a Christian Mind, We had our professor for Developing a Christian Mind. He used to package things the way he would say them. They would be world views, but he would make them, he'd interlace them with scripture and make them sound not just accurate, but like truth, and then essentially ask us to find the flaw
the
in
error.
Them.
Oh, that's good.
And I think it was a good way for us to learn, because it, instead of just telling us this is what's wrong, he gave us what seemed like truth, and then we had to dissect why it wasn't truth. And I think that was just a really good fundamental lesson on growing as a Christian.
So the idea is we need to know truth for ourselves. You know, I was thinking about in Matthew where Paul goes to the Bereans, and it says, I think I can't remember the verse, but it talks about that they examine the scriptures daily to see if it was true. And I think Doug and I talk about this a lot, that we live in a generation where we're a Google generation. We're a, you know, click here, click there, we get whatever information we want, and yet most people haven't really been taught the truth. They've been spoon-fed the truth, and when error enters in that may sound good, we tend to, oh, yeah, that's true, not realizing that error sneaks in.
Yeah. To that whole question of whether or not you've been challenged.
I'm sure you have, Jake, in Nashville.
Very, very, very much so. I would say about 80 to 90% of the people that I interact with on a daily basis come from a completely different perspective as me. So very relativistic Christianity, if Christianity at all. So I've been challenged a lot. If I could just give I don't know if there's a specific example that I would say, but they make statements, and you'll find this in college a lot, is this sort of, I don't want to just say postmodern, but it's this philosophized Jesus that is completely intellectual and it doesn't mean that there isn't a component of the intellectual that is part of Jesus. I think obviously Jesus was incredibly brilliant, but they take this stance that just because what you believe is true, especially when it comes to Christianity, doesn't mean that other religions are not true. So they could say, mm-hmm. well, Christianity may be true, but it doesn't mean that Buddhism is wrong, or it doesn't mean that Islam is wrong. So I think that one thing that I've been really challenged in college is to, as I've said before, to know why I believe what I believe and to understand that it is truth. When Christ says, I am the way, the truth, the life, he didn't say, I am a way, I am a truth. You know, he was making a definitive statement. And I think you need to be prepared to combat the relativism that comes not only from your professors, but from the people around you.
Well, that was another question that one of our listeners says, how do you navigate being in a class that may have taught you things that contradict Scripture? I mean, if you, Ben, as you said, you need to know the truth, and you need to know it for yourself. Truth can't just be something that you've heard from a pulpit or heard in a Sunday school class or at a youth group. You have to know the truth. So clearly, because they're gonna hear things that may be very overtly contradict Scripture, but then there are other subtle times. How do you navigate that? I'm certain that happened, right?
Oh yeah, and I think it's part of the reason that the church has become the way that it is because we take everything that we hear as just truth and fact, and we just run with that. And so, I mean, it
should be, but yeah. It's not always.
What was that old commercial? Dating online. All these facts are true online.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly.
And I think that's kind of how we've
taken. I'm 6'4", and yeah.
And so I think that's kind of how we've taken church, is that if the pastor said it, it must be true, and that's just what I'll believe, and I'll run with that. You totally neglect the spiritual gift of discernment when you do that. And I think that that's just such an important aspect of your walk, is that when you go from being spoon-fed to when you begin to study on your own, I think that was a huge benefit we had in being homeschooled, was that theology was a huge proponent of our studies. And not to say, I think it's very easy to dive headlong into theology and get stuck in legalism, mm-hmm. and understanding that the theology is an application to how we should live. It's not just a law. It's not just facts. It's actual application. And I think that, it's probably one of the largest elements to our walk.
In terms of combating it, combating things that are antithetical to the Scripture, I think you first have to figure out what the worldview is of the person that you're speaking to. Because if, for instance, you're dealing with somebody who claims to be a Christian, someone who believes in the Scripture, then you combat it with Scripture. You go straight to the heart of it. You say, this is what the Scriptures say. And that you show how what they're saying or what they believe falls in conflict with the Scriptures. So, but you're going to deal with a lot of people who don't believe in the Scripture as well.
Right.
And so, you need to give a defense for why the Scriptures are true. But at the same time, don't just be intellectual. Love people.
Yeah.
People want to be loved. And I think that the more that you love the people around you, the more that they'll go, maybe there's something to what this guy is saying.
Man, I tell you, both of you guys just touched on something. I wish we had another hour to kind of discuss it, because I think the reality is what you're saying is you not only need to know the truth, you need to live the truth. And Ben, as you said, theology isn't just an academic process. It is meant to nourish your walk, just your daily life, whether you're in work or job or classroom or church, whatever. It's got to permeate every aspect of you. It'd be like eating a meal and going, I'm only eating this meal for my right arm. You're eating that meal for your whole body. And I think as we study the Word, that word has got to get in us, and it's got to affect how we live life. And of course, no better place to live the gospel out than on a college campus. And so, listen, believe it or not, we're out of time. I told you guys it was going to go really quick. So thankful to have Ben and Jake Sykes in the studio with me.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So, listen, if you want to send us a question, brad@swatradio.com. Be glad to answer that over the summer. And till next time, SWAT Radio, have a great weekend. Stay dry.
If you missed a SWAT Radio broadcast this week and would like to hear any show in its entirety, then go to SWATradio.com. Click on past shows where you can listen to the broadcast. Also, if you're looking for a band of brothers that gather around God's Word to be a part of, then go to SWATradio.com and email one of our hosts, and they can get you plugged in to one of the local SWAT Bible studies. Tune in next time to explore how SWAT Radio is strengthening spiritual warriors and spreading His truth.